And the Green Party TD and Minister for Nature and Heritage, Malcolm Noonan, is on the line now. And Minister, thank you for joining us. And you're here to talk to us about the Nature Restoration Plan and the legislation, indeed, that you're off to Luxembourg to try and secure on Monday. But let's focus just for a moment on the elections we've just been through, because a lot of that focus was on Sinn Féin over the last week. But the Green Party, you went into this election, you had two sitting MEPs, Kieran Cuff and Grace O'Sullivan. You had 44 councillors. You now have no MEPs and 23 councillors. So what is the message to you from voters?
Well, I suppose, first of all, Mary, just to congratulate Michael and all of the newly elected MEPs and wish them well. They have an important term ahead. And to congratulate Grace, Ciarán and Pauline O'Reilly on running fantastic campaigns and really fighting good fights through that. So I suppose it's been, no doubt, it's been a difficult election for the Green Party. And if we look at the Europeans in particular, there was quite a narrow margin in Dublin and in the South. And it does show that there's still a sizable green vote out there. And Ciarán and Grace have really been phenomenal. I think Ciarán in particular was named as Irish Times as one of our most effective MEPs.
Know, Grace has still produced he's still without a seat now, Malcolm Noonan. And Pippa Hackett has been saying you need a good hard look.
We do, and that's what we will do over the coming days and weeks. I think that a lot of people are hurting because they've lost their seats either on councils or our two sitting former MEPs. But that's what we'll do. And the Greens, the green vote comes in waves, and sometimes the tide goes out on you, and sometimes it comes back in. And I think we are in government. We've made a lot of really good transformative changes in government. We'll continue to do that until this government runs its course, and we've been good government partners, and we've shown that time and time again. So I think from the point of view of the electorate, who want stability, they want certainty, they want climate action, they voted for it, and they want action on nature restoration. So we want to continue to do that, and I think that's something that's core to what we do, and we won't deviate from our core message or our core mission.
Well, let's talk about that nature restoration plan, which you say you're pushing ahead with. The legislation still in Europe teetering on the brink there. Kieran Mullooly, we were talking to him earlier, and he says he's agin it. He's opposed to it. Farmers have done nature restoration. They've already put 10% of their land aside. How do you answer that?
Farmers are doing nature restoration. Tens of thousands of them, Mary, up and down the country are involved in projects, from life projects to EIPs to farm plans through the acres scheme. They're doing it and they're enthusiastic about it. So I absolutely refute what Kieran Mullooly is saying. And I think what the nature restoration law offers us in Europe and in Ireland is an opportunity for more resilient systems, dealing with flood mitigation, dealing with climate change, and ensuring that we have food security. So the nature restoration law is absolutely vital. And the reality is, in Ireland, we're going to go ahead with a plan anyway. We have, it's embedded in our National Biodiversity Action Plan. Government supports that. So, and we have set in place a 3.15 billion Climate and Nature Fund to trigger the actions that are going to come from our own nature restoration plan. So this is unstoppable in Ireland.
But looking at that with the messaging and what the messages to you in this election, is rural Ireland saying no to you? Not no to being fully signed up to adaptation for climate, but saying no to you in terms of the pace of change and putting the cart before the horse, not putting the infrastructure in place?
No, I don't think so. I do think we have to get a better understanding of the nuance of the vote on June the 7th. But there's no doubt that with the Greens in 2020 were elected because people demanded us to be there and to act on climate and act on nature. And I think that's what we've been doing at scale. There's no doubt that the challenges that we face as a country also provide with us a huge opportunity. And I think that's what we've been trying to implement. But we look forward to attending in Luxembourg, Eamon and I, and hopefully
we'll see
things will go through in the right direction.
On Monday, Minister Malcolm Noonan, thank you very much. We'll take